Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. We've reached episode 120. We're moving deeper into the holiday season. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving. Americans, that is. My favorite holiday by far. It's one that cannot be messed up. Much like the song Planes and Boats and Trains, Bacharach David's song, Dionne Warwick's version, any version, can't mess that up. Was thinking about that song because of Cliffs of Insanity's fine episode, this post-Thanksgiving episode last week, Trains, Boats, and Planes. Or is it Boats, Trains, Planes, and Automobiles? I get it mixed up. You know what I'm talking about, though. Couple weeks ago, and I've been thinking about this since then. I was talking to my teenage boy. He's a big-time blogger. Writes on technology and gaming activities. Gaming stuff, not gambling gaming. Video game stuff. Video game technology, computer things. He also has a big YouTube channel, and he was kind of bemoaning the fact that although he was just about to reach 5,000 subscribers, the thrill was gone. He felt like people were just kind of there, just going along for the ride. He missed the days when his community was a smaller, tighter place where people kind of put themselves out there and engaged in discussion. My son, boy, I don't know where he gets some of these thoughts. No, honestly, it was one of those frequent moments I have as a father where I was both horrified and just filled with pride at the difficulty, the crisis that he's facing, because I know very well what he means. I was reading earlier that day, we get a subscription to the Sunday New York Times, and they have in the New York Times magazine, they have this funny little list up front called the meh list, like meh. Things that are going out of style, you know, and I get a kick out of it, especially when they pick on something that bugs me, like gluten-free shit and kale and all that kind of stuff, you know, or whatever. Whatever's trendy for a couple of months, for God knows what reason. But I realize that I feel like Rocktown Hall is making the meh list. I don't know. I was hopeful that we could bring things back. Well, I'm not feeling so hopeful. I gotta rethink these things and just realize that my life is characterized by a series of efforts at building a clubhouse. That's kind of how I see it. That's how I see Rocktown Hall. That's how I see a lot of stuff I do. I mean, this goes back to when I was a little kid sitting in the tool shed outside of our home in our little row house. And we had a wooden tool shed my dad built. And I'd sit out there and I had my Banana Splits fan club membership, you know, the little certificate I get for being in the Banana Splits. And I'd sit out there and just stare at that thing. I was out there by myself, but I felt like I belonged to a club. I felt like I was part of the club, and I felt like I was, you know, communing with the Banana Splits. Now, I was a little kid, so I don't think I was like 14 years old. I'm like 4 or 5 years old. But that meant something to me. And Rocktown Hall means something to me. And one of the things I want to think about today is, can we get it back? Is the clubhouse still there? Does the clubhouse need to move on?
woke up this morning feeling low. Where my loved one used to live, she ain't there no more. Poor me, why such bad luck fall on me? Poor me, I'm living in misery. What I'm gonna do is hard to tell. I'm not gonna kill myself, though I might as well. Poor me, why such bad luck fall on me? Poor me, I'm living in misery. All I do all day long, fall down on my knees and pray she'd come back home. Poor me, why such bad luck fall on me? Poor me, I'm living in misery. Long, fall down on my knees and pray she come back home. Poor me, why such bad luck fall on me? Poor me, I'm living in misery.
So
I wouldn't be so
was Jimmy Reed, Roll and Rumba, an instrumental from his first album. Before that, a newer band, or new band, Foxygen, In the Darkness, and Fats Domino, doing Poor Me, to kick us off tonight. As we consider our new status on the Meh List. I've been on the Meh List many times before. Like I say, my ongoing efforts to kind of build clubhouses. Almost legendary, my efforts. And honestly, don't think I'm not thankful. In this time of thanks, and just back in October, our friends and family surprised us with me and three of my bandmates, who are all turned 50, surprised us with the surprise 50th birthday party of all time, bringing together all of our, just about every old musical friend we could think of, former bandmates, people coming in from all over the place. One of the greatest times of my life. And every day since that, if I've had a bad stretch, I just think back to how meaningful that was. To me, at least. To me and the 120-some people in the room with us. Because they all seemed to be having a good time, too. I don't think it was just the guys in the band digging it. But you've heard me talk about some of my clubhouses, the Human Jukebox, when Andy R. and I sat under a table at some fifth grade fair and played music, played records on a little record player. People put a quarter in and chose some songs. Sports. What better way to build the clubhouse than to be playing sports? A couple week period in middle school and we played SWAT, the old recreation of our school's original log cabin building. Ah, that was a great clubhouse. You know, and like I say, Rocktown Hall. How can you beat Rocktown Hall? But, you know, I want it to go on. I want it to be vital, and it will go on. I don't, you know, I typically don't tear down my clubhouses, but sometimes I need to, you know, relocate the clubhouse or refresh it somehow. So you can help me think about this in the coming weeks, because I'm not real happy about being part of the Meh List again.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Dream. I think I know, I mean, yes, but it's all wrong.
says I think I disagree. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Strawberry Fields forever. Thank you.
on the run so very long. Her folks sent a man to get us, they say we've done wrong.
So we run, yeah we run, yeah we run
from the stranger in town.
Rocktown Hall's Saturday Night Shut-In. I'm your host, Mr. Moderator. We heard Del Shannon doing Stranger in Town. Man, that guy had a lot of energy. He doesn't sing like the kind of guy who would have killed himself. It's a shame. You can't judge a book by its cover, clearly. Before that, an Australian band, I believe it was, from the late 60s. Tam and Shud, I don't know how it's pronounced. I think they were Australians, maybe New Zealanders. I don't know if you remember, a couple years ago I stumbled across a treasure trove of videos from the late 60s, early 70s of these Aussie and New Zealand bands. A lot of like hairy bands with kind of that late 60s Beatles pretty thing sound to them. And I have been looking for just a master compilation of that stuff. You would think there's somebody like Flying Nun or some label down there would put out some awesome, you know, two or three CD set that I could buy and just have a big basket of that stuff at my fingertips. But I'm not finding it. And I'm also finding it's hard to find individual albums anywhere by those bands. So if anybody knows of that stuff, late 60s, early 70s, Australian, kind of like Beatlesque hippie rock, let me know. So I'm digging that. That was called Lady Sunshine, that song. It's not all fantastic, but I have a great appreciation of music that's not even close to fantastic. Sometimes it just needs to have certain the music needs to give off a certain vibe, have a certain gesture, initial gesture to it that I get hooked on. And then talk about getting everything you can want in one package. Strawberry Fields Forever in German True Stereo by the Beatles. Now, I do not have the answer about how to freshen up, how to revitalize the clubhouse that I call Rocktown Hall. Maybe it won't happen. Maybe I just need to enjoy the goodwill that's been spread through this place. I see all these people on Facebook, who are Facebook friends with each other, I know deep down that they met here, Rocktown Hall. That's cool. I've heard of, you know, people from the hall meeting up and they're traveling, you know. Was it Lady Miss Key Royale, Mr. Key Royale, a.k.a. Slim Jade, and Trigmo Gigmo, gone out to shows together. They didn't know each other from Adam. That's what the hall does. And really, you know, in the bigger picture, that's what my work is about. This isn't all about me, of course, although I'm making it such. But, you know, I take pride in that. I'm glad about that. The problem is, and this is what's really sick about me, is that I get a little bugged when activities start going on outside the clubhouse. I like it being within these walls. So what the hell is wrong with me? That's for another episode yet. One way, though, I do keep my love for music and my love for the clubhouse here, one way I keep myself off the meh list is to stumble across some new music. I found something by an artist from somewhere, and again, I have to apologize, my terrible memory and terrible research skills and all that stuff combined, but an artist from, I think, North Africa somewhere. There's a series, some DJ had collected all these cassette tapes, and they're coming out on digital formats now. And the artist's name, if I'm pronouncing this anywhere close, Nahawa Dumbia. Nahawa Dumbia. This is a song by her called Kungo Sogoni, or Kungo Sogoni. Who knows where the accents and, you know, the long and short vowels fall. But I ended up buying this entire album. Really enjoy it. And it's, it's the kind of thing that makes it worthwhile. So hopefully you will enjoy this. Some of you will have to skip over it, I'm sure, because some of you guys can't handle stuff that's not rock and roll with English lyrics about getting wasted and getting laid and cool stuff like that. Although I trust this song is probably on similar themes. See what you think. Nahawa Dumbia, Kungo Sogoni, Rocktown Hall, Saturday Night Shut-In. Oh,
turn a quiz. I squeeze his head out into my fist. Some coming, dragging in. What's a fiction? Bet you it's fiction. Bet you it's fiction. I'm crazy about fiction.